We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another edition of On the Road with the MTA. My name is Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I am great, Jay. And I got to tell you, I look forward to this each week with you because you and I are from the same mind, and that is we love helping people. And MTA has this podcast to give us a platform to bring valuable information, services, programs, anything in this community that can make your life a little easier. So if you have needs, questions, concerns, or maybe knowledge of other helpful information, we'd love to hear from you. So please feel free to share it with us by contacting us at podcast@mtaflint.org. We love hearing from people. Well, I am so grateful to say that I can introduce somebody that's just a special person. There's so many different areas, senior centers and things around this area that can help people that you might not be aware of. And I've had a pleasure of being the director of Burton Senior Center. She's been there for 23 years. She is so good to the seniors. My mom said she will make that extra step to wait with an umbrella and make sure they don't get wet when they come in and out of the buildings when she's taking them on tour. And she has had this senior center. She's been there for 23 years. So she has seen it go from just a senior center to a recreation to a full service one-stop center for all the seniors. They do so much. They're giving away food. And she helped develop that with the state of Michigan, the food assistant program with the Bridge Card. And she's made it convenient that you can apply at the local senior center instead of going downtown Flint. So she's made everything easier for people. And she actually was the state of Michigan's long-term health care task force, along with state representative then, Paula Zelenko, who was a great person too. Now you may have seen her maybe even at the Genesee County Fair, because she worked there a lot of times too at the senior day, many years with the senior day at the Genesee County Fair. The senior day was fun for all seniors. Well, please help me welcoming a very special lady, Jean Johnson. Thanks for being with us, Jean.
Hello.
I hope I didn't embarrass you with all that, but my mom did say that you're one of the most sincere people, and we had a chance to talk off the podcast, and you said you really feel like your job suits your personality and your desire to help people. And I have to say, of everybody, she said that you're one of the most perfect little people, that you're so considerate and kind to make them feel so special. So thank you for taking good care of my 91-year-old mother.
Well, you're very welcome. She's such a sweetheart. We have so many wonderful people that attend here that it makes it a great day every day.
You really truly do care about them. I know you have your daily lunch program. You have free legal services. You have the food pantry. As a matter of fact, you're getting ready to help put food in people's cars in a couple hours, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're going to be every week we do a drive up food distribution for seniors that are having a hard time, that need food, that we're trying to keep them out of the grocery stores as much as possible, keep them home safe during the pandemic.
That's every week?
Oh yeah, every week. And some weeks we do more than one. We do sometimes two, and a few weeks we've done three.
How many people usually line up at that point to come in for food?
Well, to make sure that we don't turn anyone away, we take a list of people who are interested in receiving food. And like today, we're doing 34 boxes of food. And these are big boxes of food with fruits and vegetables and shelf-stable items. They're getting dairy products and eggs today. It's each person will take home about 50 pounds of food.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be hard on you putting 50 pounds of food in each one of those cars, 34 in a row. You are a superhero.
I'm getting Popeye muscles from all this work.
All right.
Well, I told you, I live right around the corner. I'd be more than happy to come volunteer anytime you need me, because that's a task. Well, I know you do a lot of other services too. So tell me, what are some of the most valuable ones you think that you offer?
Well, we have so many. Like tax season, we have a tax program. Now this year it's being really reduced considerably because of our requirements for social distancing. So the whole tax program is going to be very, very limited, but that's a program that we provide for low income, not only seniors, but for anybody who's low income in the community. It's done with the help of AARP and the IRS. And, every tax is e-filed. We also have Medicare and Medicaid counselors. So if you have reached the age of 65 and you start getting all these flyers in the mail for Part B and Part A and Part C programs, and I work in it and it's hard to keep it all straight. We have counselors here that can help you find a plan that'll meet your needs. They have a program that's a database type program, so you can have them sort it with the best coverage or the covers most of your medications, or you know, make sure it will take care of, your doctor will accept it however you want it to be sorted. It will take care of it. Plus they're just super wonderful people that are very patient and will answer all of your questions that you have about insurance, or if you get a bill that maybe they didn't pay for a piece of durable medical equipment and you don't know why, they'll make a call. They'll find out if that was true or maybe it was just billed wrong. So they help do a lot of problem solving as well.
Well, that is so good to know, because I have to tell you, I try to help my mom, who is 91, and like she said, she does not know how people do it that don't have help, don't have children, or the senior center, someplace to help them, because it can be very confusing, especially with that Medicaid, and that is just so hard to understand, and you do need somebody who's going to be patient and knowledgeable and help you. And you've helped my mom so much with different questions she's had, different bills she may have questions about, and it's just been invaluable. So we really thank you for all you do for people, and I know that you also have so many other services. That they're just that one. You have the food services and you have the veteran services too, to help veterans, correct?
Right. We have a counselor that comes in every month, so you can make an appointment to see the counselor here. If it's something that's really important, can't wait until the date that they're here, we can set up an appointment for you to either talk on the phone with them or meet them at their office. We have legal services here too. That's another monthly program where you make an appointment to see the attorney free of charge. They help with, you know, they don't do everything, but they'll help you with a will, a trust, setting up who you would like to be your medical power of attorney, senior housing issues. They're super great people, and even if it's not something that they can help you with, they will help to direct you to a reputable person to help you. We have lots of resources. So if somebody comes in, a lot of what we do here at the center is problem solving, and every day it's different. You never know what's going to come through the door. I've had everything from a woman who came in and sat down at my in my office to talk to me, and I didn't know why she was there, and she told me that she'd just come from the doctor and they told her there was nothing more they could do. And so I thought she was going to want to talk about that, but no, she wanted advice on how to tell her kids.
Oh, so no.
You know, you just never know what's going to come through the door. And a lot of times it's just somebody needs somebody to talk to, explain a problem. So we have a lot of resources. So when somebody comes in with some kind of an issue, generally if I don't know the answer to their problem, I do know somebody I can go to help them.
Having the resources is so important. Now, let me ask you this. If somebody did want to come and use your services, I know you have like the medical equipment they can, is a loan closet that you have, blood pressure tests, memory book class. My mom loves that you have a brain exercise class that nobody else offers, and she loves that. What does it take to qualify? Like if somebody wants to come and use your services, what are the qualifications? Like what age or what do they need?
Okay, right now we're serving seniors 60 and older, and that's because of the limited amount of people we can have in the building. For anybody who comes in, we make sure that it's going to be a safe environment. Once the pandemic is over, we will be serving people 50 and older. That's what we always have had. And it's just a Genesee County resident, right now 60 or older. And we have a small form that we ask them to fill out. It's a participation application. There's no cost to participate at the center. Some things do have costs involved, like if you were to go on a trip with us, then there's whatever the trip costs, that would be passed on. All of that is outlined in our newsletter, and the newsletter is free of charge. It's a monthly publication, and we send it directly to your home. If we have a special luncheon, I try to keep the prices down. So most luncheons are in the $3 range, and generally when we have a luncheon, it includes something else, some entertainment or some drawing, something to make it fun. So you're here visiting with your friends, enjoying the day, plus there's always something going on to make it a little bit more fun. With us having to do lunch right now curbside, we take the lunch and we put it into a bag and people just pull up and we give it to them. But we've had some giveaways, like we had a couple of wreaths that were donated at Christmas time. They were handmade and they were just beautiful. So everybody who got lunch, I just gave them a ticket for it. And after we got everybody done, I had one of the volunteers draw a name, and then we just called them to come pick it up. So even though we're doing things, a lot of things curbside and not like we normally do, we still try to make it so that there's something a little more than just, just driving up, pick up a lunch.
Oh, I know you do. You truly do care and you try to make it fun. I've been with my mom on those tours and I've had a great time. And there was some classes you gave, like nutritional classes. I went with her and learned a lot of that as well. So if somebody does want a newsletter, how can they get a hold of you to get put on that list?
Well, you do have to fill out a hard copy participation application. So you can download them off of our website, which is the City of Burton's website, and we're a department within the City of Burton. So burtonmi.gov will get you to the website, and then you go to the Senior Center, and there's a link there to download the newsletter application, the participation application. If they don't have that, they can pop in. Even though we're limited on what we're doing, our doors are open. You can stop in. We're open from 7 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. So they can stop in anytime and pick one up, take it home, fill it out, or fill it out here. They can pick up our current newsletter anytime. They're always out in the foyer. So that will explain better. Right now, things are really going back and forth with the orders from the governor. Like I just heard before we did this that next week we should be able to start back our in-house exercise classes. So I just have to confirm that that is correct, and then we'll be calling the people who come to exercise here and get that started back up next week.
My mom would be so glad to hear that. She loves going to your exercise classes. 91, she gets every morning, drive herself to your exercise classes and just loves them. So good.
Yes. They're fun and they're well attended. And those folks, I'll be here in my office trying to get work done, and they're out there laughing and having fun. So they're exercising, but they're also the social value of that feel good, make you happy. That part of a senior center is something that often isn't addressed, but coming in, you're not just doing something to help yourself out physically, but mentally it helps so much, especially when we're going through stressful times like right now, to be able to laugh at a joke or just laugh with your friends about something funny that happened on your way here. And they always find something to laugh about. It's always makes me know I'm doing something right when you hear people out there laughing and enjoying their day.
Oh, absolutely. They say laughter is the best medicine, keeps the doctor away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Also, what is your address there? If somebody did want to come by and pick up a newsletter or see you in person or pick up their food or go to the exercise class, what is your address?
It's 3410 South Grand Traverse, and that's Burton, Michigan. We are between Hemp Hill and Bristol Road. We're the first building north of Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. It's one of the only one-way streets in Burton, so you do have to come from the north going south on Grand Traverse, and we're just about halfway between Hemp Hill and Bristol.
Yep, it is right behind the church, but you have to go on that one-way street to get there. So, but it's we're all worth it once you get. You have the library right next to you, right there too.
Yes,
so many
yes.
things that are offered.
Right, Baker Park Library is right next door to us in the same building, so you don't have to go outside. And we do a lot of joint things with the library. They have been such an asset. The Genesee District Library has, they have provided us with many entertainment bands to historical talks. We had a gentleman come in to speak about Edmund Fitzgerald, and he brought a beautiful slideshow presentation. He actually had dove on the Edmund Fitzgerald in one of those special suits that are like a little mini submarine. So he had just a fantastic presentation. We've had people in from the weather industry to talk about tornado safety and storm safety and why it's so hard to predict the weather. Those type of things. We've had, we had a really great barbershop quartet come in, and they were so funny. so a lot of that has come from the GDL. We would never have been able to afford it if it weren't for their help.
And they have books and DVDs and instructional videos and VHS machine. They have everything you could possibly need. So it's kind of nice. It's right next door to you in the same building. You don't walk outside. It's right across the hall.
And some brain exercise, too. I like the brain exercise thing.
Yeah, it is so much fun. As a matter of fact, I was working on it this morning, what we're going to be doing, because Martin Luther King Day is coming up on Monday. I did a bio on him, and then so they're going to have to read that, and they're going to have to do a little bit of their own. I don't give them everything in that. And then they have to answer a bunch of questions. So they're going to have to read that, remember it, and be able to answer the questions. Plus, they're going to have to do a little bit of investigation themselves to answer all the questions.
Well, Jay, maybe you and I need that. Maybe. We should go.
So what happens if you fail a brain exercise? Do you have to, get down on the floor and do 50 push-ups or?
No. We all laugh and we don't compete against each other. They're competing against themselves. So I never want anybody to feel like they failed. Everything is self-corrected. So a person come in and can feel like, maybe I'm not a good speller, or maybe my neighbor is better at these things than I am. It's just competing against yourself, not against everybody else. Never want to have anybody feel uncomfortable or embarrassed. We do a lot of puzzles in that class, and they keep me hopping. It takes a lot of work. I spend probably 4 or 5 hours every week just preparing everything for them for the class. And during this pause that we've had with the state, everybody was really sad that they weren't going to be able to do the brain exercise class. So we do that now. I just do the packets up. They take it home. They do it at home. And then they come back the next week and I give them the answers plus their next packet. But with this new order, I think we'll be able to resume in-building brain exercise class. I also teach a memory book class or life stories class, where our seniors have experienced so many things. And over the years talking to them, I always think it's a real shame if this doesn't get written down somewhere so that people will know about it. We had a man who was captured during World War II and held in Poland for 2 years. He escaped during that time and was free for a couple of weeks before he was recaptured. I thought it was really funny at the end of his whole story about his time in World War II. He said, it's a funny thing. When I came home, I got a check for my time that I was held captive. And he said, and they deducted 2 weeks that I was free.
Oh, my goodness.
Those 2 weeks.
That's so terrible.
He actually still had the paperwork that came with it that told about that they deducted that 2 weeks. And he put that into his story. So it's just a wonderful class, and I've learned so many things myself. People who came from the South that came to Flint to work in the auto industry, and how they left their family behind. And in that day and age, it wasn't like you could just pick up a phone and call home or pick up your iPhone and see everybody and talk to them. How lonely it was and how hard it was to readjust, and the culture changes, the cold weather, all of those things. People immigrated to the United States, their stories. It's every time we have that class, I'm just absolutely amazed at some of the stories and what our people have endured. A man that attended here who had an artificial hand, I just made an assumption that he probably had an industrial accident, something like that. And then I found out that he was a pilot during World War II and was shot down. And one of the bullets that shot him down went through his hand, and that's how he lost his hand.
So, oh, my goodness.
You learn all kinds of things in that class. And it's just so wonderful for their family that those things are getting written down so that they'll be able to be passed down through the generations.
That's incredible. You're meeting heroes and hearing their stories. You should write a book yourself. We even keep it there so people can like read through what happened in those days. That's amazing.
Yeah. I've thought about it because it could be like, you know, All Creatures Great and Small, all those little stories of things that have happened.
Yes.
There's been a lot of them.
Well, I thank you so much for all this information and your time, Jean. If somebody's listening right now and they might think they need that box of food today or they need help down the road or they want to go to one of these memory classes, is there a phone number that they can call? Is that going to inundate you too much, or can they call and ask questions?
No, we welcome all phone calls. Our number is area code 810-744-0960.
Okay, are there, in the certain hours they can call? You said it's from 7 a.m. until 4?
Until 4, correct. That's our current hours. We changed our hours some during the pandemic so that in the summertime, like your mom knows, we were doing exercises out in the parking lot. So we needed to get here earlier so we could take advantage of the coolness of the morning. And we've just left it at that because we have to do a lot of cleaning in the morning, a lot of sanitizing. So we still come in at 7, but I imagine it won't be too long before we go back to our old hours, which were 8 until 5.
Well, that's good to know.
On Mondays. Mondays we were open until 8 p.m. because we had a dance with a live band.
Oh.
And that was a whoo-wee. We'd have 50 seniors in here dancing with a live band, and they were having fun. That'll probably be one of the very last things we can bring back because, you can't ask people to be 6 feet apart and dance.
Right.
So once the pandemic has eased enough that we can bring that back, travel will also be one of those things that comes back later. But other activities like the exercise, dance classes, our food service programs, our social services are all up and running.
Oh, good to know. I'll tell you, people think, I don't want to get old. After hearing you, I think they're going to rush their age and they want to come and do these services, these dances and games and things you're doing.
Yeah, I always tell people, when you're old and dowdy, we don't want you. They do everything, but they keep me young. I'm a senior now myself, and it just is a happy, friendly place to be. I try to keep it feeling very homey, not institutional at all. And we're always looking for people to come in that we can help and can join into the group. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities. So if somebody's looking for a place to come and spend some time and share their talents.
Yes.
Always looking for somebody who can teach a class or would like to help at the reception desk or work in our kitchen. If somebody would like to help, just give me a call.
And that number again, one more time.
Is 810-744-0960.
Thank you so much, Jean. You've just given us invaluable information that we're going to be using, and keep that number down because you never know when you might need it. Or maybe you also have the medical equipment there they can loan in the loan closet. They might need a walker one day or something, right?
That's right. So all of our medical equipment is lent out free of charge. Use it when you're done, bring it back so we can get it back in service for somebody else.
Now, if somebody were to have some extra equipment they don't need, can they just drop it off to you? Do you take donations?
Most definitely, yes. We appreciate it. We also have, it's not something a lot of people like to talk about, but incontinent wear is very expensive, and it's often donated to us, and what we have, we give away. So if somebody has that need, we do it very discreetly. It's available.
Oh, good to know. Once again, thank you so, so very much for this, because community needs it, and you're there for them, so we can't thank you enough. And thank you, each one of you, for listening each and every week as we bring you something new, helpful, interesting, and hopefully making your life a little more comfortable, easier, and enjoyable. Now, tune in next week as we're going to bring you some more invaluable information from a service that everyone gets help from, and that is the Valley Area Aging Agency on Aging. So don't miss out. And once again, thanks for listening, and stay safe from On the Road with MTA.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.